Making sure your horse has the proper vaccines. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Dr. Jessica Young with Diamond Y Equine Veterinary Services of Ogden, Iowa, says she gets a lot of questions from clients this time of year about what vaccines their horses need to have. Dr. Young says there are core vaccines and non-core vaccines.
Core vaccines are needed regardless of the horse's age, where they live as far as geographic location, and kind of their travel history, if you will, whether or not they're a backyard pony for the grandkids or they're, you know, a show horse or a rodeo horse that's on the road every weekend. So core vaccines are required by every horse, regardless of all those situations. And those vaccines that we consider core and that the AAEP, or the American Association of Equine Practitioners, considers core are a rabies vaccine, tetanus, West Nile, spread by mosquitoes, so every horse, regardless of, you know, travel history, has the potential of being exposed to that, and then something we call sleeping sickness, or basically eastern and western encephalitis. That's another viral disease that's transmitted by biting flies and different insects. So any horse, regardless of their age, their career, or where they live, are going to be exposed to these, you know, fairly devastating diseases. So, you know, that's what we consider our core vaccines. Now, there's another category called non-core vaccines. And these are vaccines that are going to depend on the horse's exposure and their travel, how likely they are to run into other horses or certain infectious diseases that can be present in their environment. And those are something that you really need to discuss with your veterinarian, because it kind of depends on where you live, how your horse's boarding, you know, situation is, whether you're in a boarding facility or they're kept at home. But some of those vaccines include things like rhinopneumonitis or EHV, you know, that will, the equine herpes virus will probably raise a few flags with people right now. Rhinopneumonitis or the herpes virus vaccine, the respiratory form that we have for that one. Influenza is another non-core vaccine, but very commonly administered, because these two are viral diseases that horses are going to basically transmit to each other. You know, they blow their nose and they're going to spread that virus to the horse next door. So horses with a travel history that are being shown, or rodeo or trail riding horses, those are usually vaccines that are very commonly included. So some people kind of consider those standard regardless, but they are technically considered a non-core vaccine, because if you have a backyard pony that the grandkids ride twice a year and it never goes anywhere, they're not at risk of picking those diseases up. Other ones just to mention briefly, and again, consult your veterinarian on an individual basis for these vaccines, but things like strangles, intranasal influenza, Potomac horse fever, botulism. Those are different vaccines that really depend on your geographic area and your horse's exposure history, and should be discussed with your veterinarian as far as including those in your protocol.
Dr. Jessica Young of Ogden, Iowa. That's Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.